Monday, November the 15th, 10, 8 Kislev 5771. Day 2 before Shabbat, Parashah Vayishlach, and he sent. Genesis 33.
Jacob and Esau meet.
Jacob lifted up his eyes, and looked, and, behold, Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. He divided the children between Leah, Rachel, and the two handmaids. He put the handmaids and their children in front, Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph at the rear. He himself passed over in front of them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. Esau ran to meet him, embraced him, fell on his neck, kissed him, and they wept. He lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, "Who are these with you?" He said, "The children whom Elohim has graciously given your servant." Then the handmaids came near with their children, and they bowed themselves. Leah also and her children came near, and bowed themselves. After them, Joseph came near with Rachel, and they bowed themselves. Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" Jacob said, "To find favor in the sight of my master." Esau said, "I have enough, my brother, let that which you have be yours." Jacob said, "Please, no, if I have now found favor in your sight, then receive my present at my hand, because I have seen your face, as one sees the face of Elohim, and you were pleased with me. Please take the gift that I brought to you, because Elohim has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." He urged him, and he took it. Esau said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before you." Jacob said to him, "My master knows that the children are tender, and that the flocks and herds with me have their young, and if they overdrive them one day, all the flocks will die. Please let my master pass over before his servant, and I will lead them gently, according to the pace of the livestock that are before me and according to the pace of the children, until I come to my master to Seir." Esau said, "Let me now leave with you some of the folk who are with me." He said, "Why?" "Let me find favor in the sight of my master." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. Jacob traveled to Succoth, built himself a house, and made shelters for his livestock. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth.
Jacob comes to Canaan.
Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and encamped before the city. He bought the parcel of ground where he had spread his tent, at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. He erected an altar there, and called it El Elohe Israel. John 5.
A man healed at the pool of Bethesda.
After these things, there was a Jewish festival, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, there is a pool, which is called in Hebrew, Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, or paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water, for an angel went down at certain times into the pool, and stirred up the water. Whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made whole of whatever disease he had. A certain man was there, who had been sick for 38 years. When Yeshua saw him lying there, and knew that he had been sick for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Yeshua said to him, "Arise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man was made well, and took up his mat and walked. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Judeans said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not legal for you to carry the mat." He answered them, "He who made me well, the same said to me, 'Take up your mat, and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your mat, and walk?'" But he who was healed didn't know who it was, for Yeshua had withdrawn, a crowd being in the place. Afterward Yeshua found him in the temple, and said to him, "Behold, you were made well. Sin no more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away, and told the Judeans that it was Yeshua who had made him well.
Honor the Father and the Son.
For this cause the Judeans persecuted Yeshua, and sought to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Yeshua answered them, "My Father is still working, so I am working, too." For this cause therefore the Judeans sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called Elohim his own father, making himself equal with Elohim. Yeshua therefore answered them, Most certainly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing. For whatever things he does, these the Son also does likewise. For the Father has affection for the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does. He will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he desires. For the Father judges no one, but he has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who doesn't honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him.
Life and judgment are for the Son.
Most certainly I tell you, he who hears my word, and believes him who sent me, has eternal life, and doesn't come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Most certainly, I tell you, the hour comes, and now is, when the dead will hear the Son of Elohim's voice, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. He also gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Don't marvel at this, for the hour comes, in which all that are in the tombs will hear his voice, and will come out, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of judgment. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I don't seek my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me.
The fourfold witness.
If I testify about myself, my witness is not valid. It is another who testifies about me. I know that the testimony which he testifies about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. But the testimony which I receive is not from man. However, I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony which I have is greater than that of John, for the works which the Father gave me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify about me, that the Father has sent me. The Father himself, who sent me, has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. You don't have his word living in you, because you don't believe him whom he sent. You search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and these are they which testify about me. Yet you will not come to me, that you may have life. I don't receive glory from men. But I know you, that you don't have Elohim's love in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe, who receive glory from one another, and you don't seek the glory that comes from the only Elohim? Don't think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you don't believe his writings, how will you believe my words? End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNVIT version, in the public domain.